Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1964, a Medford, Oregon watchmaker, George Graybaugh, found a basket in an old barn that contained pieces of what turned out to be a tall mahogany clock mixed with pipe organ parts. Graybaugh had seen lots of clocks in his day, but this mixed pile of parts was intriguing. After careful study, he decided that the grandfather clock must have included a player organ. Painstakingly, he restored each piece and slowly reassembled the clock. Graybaugh had found pictures of similar clocks in Europe, but the Allentown inscription indicated Pennsylvania clockmakers made it in the early 1800s by piecing together parts made by individual craftsmen. The owner's name, Abris Quintens Durwal, was on the back. The finished clock was 7 feet tall and had a painted face around the Roman numerals. A separate handle wound up the music box, which played several tunes on the pipe organ as mechanical figures came out to play their instruments in time with the music. Graybaugh considered it the restoration job of a lifetime. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.